CygnusRadio.com. Old school freeform radio. Always on. Everywhere.
Hour number two of 60 Years On is brought to you by our good friends at Garden City Gizzy. The best legal high you've never had. Garden City Gizzy. Reminding you to listen. Garden City Gizzy is not sold in stores.
So, you got an iPad, Android phone, phablet, tablet, whatever. Don't forget to download the Cygnus app at CygnusRadio.com. It's free, and you can make your smart device so much smarter and a lot more musical, too. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays from CygnusRadio.com.
All right, I'm G. Gawn. This is 60 Years On here on CygnusRadio.com. Coming to you live every Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern. Just seeing where the auditory excursion through 60 years of collected music takes us. Within that, I'm also celebrating 25 years, September 1st, 1998. It was 25 years ago, this just past September. I founded Independisc, in which I reviewed, sold, and played on radio independent music from independent artists around the country. So I've been looking back on them and refeaturing them, so to speak, because I think it's an important part of this, not only Cygnus Radio, 60 Years On and Independisc, but an important part of my history that I love sharing with people. So, back in March of 2000, now we've already gone through almost a year and a half of features. Issue number 16 in March of 2000 featured a band out of Boston called World's Tallest Thing. And it was just a four-song EP, Be Prepared to Stop. Basically, it was the work of Ian Baker and a few of his buddies, but Baker is the singer-songwriter, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that right now as we dive into hour number two here on 60 Years On. I'm going to read to you my closing paragraph of the review I wrote, and then slide right into some tracks from... Oh, and by the way, World's Tallest Thing, all one word. Said is one word, so World's Tallest Thing. I think I did that right. You are invited to enter the World's Tallest Thing. Be Prepared to Stop is the ground floor of what we hope to be an ongoing construction of a towering pop structure in today's musical landscape. We might not yet be able to see the top, but we're sure to enjoy the ride. For be sure, this elevator does not play Muzak.
So Simon says, you know, I really groove on you. And Simon says, you know, well, if you got a little time at the end of the week, I have a couple of good friends I'd love for you to meet. And Simon says, you know what I could really see? It's a couple of years down the road and we are still rock and roll. You're still my girl, still skipping stones off the edge of the world. To death, and I am not willing, am not stable. I was just jealous, I just wanted to have you around. Lollipop, please. There was something that I needed to say to you. There was something that I needed to say. Slow this down. Was there something that you needed to tell the truth? Was there something that I needed to say to you? Was there something that I needed to say?
Isn't always jolly, sun often turns to rain. Between our fear and folly, we fail and fail again. My old man knew about it, he'd sailed the seven seas. It's not that he would doubt it, he'd say, all right, but please. Let's save our tears, be brave, my dears, and stand up straight and free. Remember what the sailors say, worst things happen at sea. Oh, worst things happen at sea. I had a dog called Lucky, a lively little chap. Blind in his left eye and lost his right ear in a scrap. At least one leg was going lame, his coat was going bald. But he still answered to his name when anybody called. Let's save our tears, be brave, my dears, and stand up straight and free. Remember what the sailors say, worst things happen at sea. Hardly said a word, but he knew I was talking, and I knew that he heard. I'd tell him of the tears I'd shed, my struggles and my pain, and by he'd shake his head and start his old refrain. Let's save our tears, be brave, my dears, and stand up straight and free. Remember what the sailors say, worst things happen at sea.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Cygnus Radio.
Ho, ho, ho! You've reached Santa's naughty or nice Christmas chat. For elves and other fetishes, press 1. For stocking stuffing fun, press 2. For late night chimney action, press 3. For all other inquiries, hold the line. Ho, ho, ho!
CygnusRadio.com.
All right. I'm G Gone. This is 60 Years On here on CygnusRadio.com. And while I'm not playing Christmas music tonight, I'm at least, you know, I'm trying to stay in the mood. You know what I'm saying? All right. Top of the set. I featured all the way. It was released in 1998. It's the band is World's Tallest Thing. They were an indie band out of Boston, mainly the brainchild of Ian Baker. And then he wrote and sang and produced everything, then had a few friends helping him out on the instrumentation and all. Gave you Free, Lollipop Up, and Where You Gonna Run. It was featured March 2000 on the Independence website and in the Independence IMC Independence Music Club zine, issue number 16. I actually ended up chatting with Ian years later. He never really did anything else after that. You know, life gets in the way, and so it is. And as with a lot of great early independent artists, you know, independent artists from the late 90s, early aughts, because that's when the internet was really starting to break these people. A lot of this stuff, though, ended up one and done, but at least it was heard by a lot more people than would have normally heard it. That's what I see as the positive. Slid into another track off the Looking for the Magic, American Power Pop in the 70s compilation with Segarini? It's Segarini. Had never heard of them before, but from 1978, Gotta Have Pop, which I think is a little beautiful little gem there. Back to Joe Jackson with Joe Jackson Presents Max Champion and What a Racket with The Worst Things Happen at Sea. Why, I don't know. It's just like this album kind of is fascinating me. It's not something I listen to on a regular basis. It's not rock and roll. It's like though all these songs, they're bawdy, they're raucous, they're you know, bear hall music, stomping good time songs that it seems like I kind of know from being exposed to, in a way, that musical influence upon a lot of music genres over the past 100 years or so. I'm finding it interesting, and that was Worst Things Happen at Sea. And again, Joe Jackson, yeah. Who'd have thunk, right? And into 1971's When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin, of course, the infamous Led Zeppelin 4. An album I don't pull out as much as I probably should because of the fact that, you know, how many times have you heard Stairway to Heaven and Black Dog and Rock and Roll? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for every one of those, there's also, you know, Four Sticks, Going to California, and, of course, When the Levee Breaks. And I know I left one or two songs out, sorry. And it was an airworm for me this week. That's why that was presented. And we're going to go right into the next set with another airworm that hit me all week long. So you're getting a double airworm tonight. 1971's When the Levee Breaks. And where are we here? Make sure I got it. There we go. And of course, in the song, When the Levee Breaks, you know, when Robert Plant's saying he's going to Chicago, as well as going down. I'm going down. I'm going to Chicago. This is Chicago, people, from the very first album in 1969, Chicago Transit Authority with I'm a Man.
human, and my heart is big as stone. But I never had no problem, and my body's pretty strong.
All aboard. If I drop up on my knees, you just keep picture paints a picture of your face, but it could be anyone, and who cares anyway? It would be so easy to see if I could be there now, right now, right now, right now. There's no disturbance, mother. And I can't hear anyone. Faces I can't recall, with names that I can't forget. There's no hands turning to tell me the time. Right now, right now, right now, right
when she gets close to me. She's everything that she's supposed to be.
Let's go from the top. Started it all off, Chicago Transit Authority, 1969 with I'm a Man, off their debut double. You know, they're like the only band I know of, and maybe there's some jazz band somewhere or classical, whatever, that has done this, but Chicago releases Chicago Transit Authority, a double LP. They come out with Chicago. They drop Transit Authority, but most aficionados refer to it as Chicago 2, double album, okay? They release Chicago 3, double album. This is a rookie band, comes out of the gate. Their first three is a double album. In three albums, they've released six albums worth of music. And what do they do for number four? A four-album live set, okay? So you're taking, you got 10 albums in four releases. Unbelievable what they accomplished, in my opinion. I'm a Man off of Chicago Transit Authority, Chicago 1 from 1969. Gave you Susan Strange, the Psychedelic Furs off their debut self-titled LP, because I've been getting into the Sha-La-Las a lot lately, and this is going to take a while, but it's going to develop into something, and Susan Strange is no stranger to Sha-La-La. That led me to Love Spit Love, when the Psychedelic Furs basically called it quits in, I don't know what it was, 88, 90 or whatever. Richard Butler did a few things. I think he did Love Spit Love before he put out solo stuff. But in 1994, the debut album from Love Spit Love, I think they went on to make one more, which is Richard Butler's non-Psychedelic Furs band with the song Jigsaw. What was the name of that album? I think it was just Love Spit Love, I think. Let me see. Self-titled. And Into the Mumbles. How can I not play a band called The Mumbles? Oh my God, it's so classic. From 1979, Polyvinyl, another track off that awesome compilation CD, Looking for the Magic, American Power Pop in the 70s, put out on Grapefruit Records, a subsidy of Cherry Red Records, blah, 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 blah. And that promotion was not paid for at all. That was all on my own. And here we are. So do me a favor, within the next 24 hours, give somebody a hug. I truly believe that if everybody in this world gave at least one person a hug each and every day, this world would be a better place. So please do your part. All right, I had a lot of fun tonight. I hope you did as well. I covered a lot of areas. I think I checked most of the boxes tonight and had a good time doing so. So if you enjoyed what you heard, come back next week. Or you could even go into the Cygnus Radio On Demand section and find past shows, not only from me, but from all the other great DJs that inhabit the airwaves of CygnusRadio.com. We're commercial free. We are app. There's no charge for the app. 100% free. This is free form radio in its finest, we believe. As we allow each and every DJ to do their thing and do it as they do it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm probably the biggest fan of the ones that I can get the time to listen to. So I want you to just send a big thank you out to everyone that does this here for the love. Or as Eddie Wazoo would say, the dopamine, because it is real. All right, going out one more tonight. Next week, I don't know. Will I have Christmas music for you? I don't know. Tune in and find out. Who knows what will happen? Flying by the seat of my pants is December. I'm into the holidays. We'll get there. I just don't want to overindulge. You know what I'm saying? Moderation. For me. All right. So anyways, we lost Shane McGowan of the Pogues. last week, and there's one song that exemplifies him as an artist. The vocal and his the uniqueness of his vocals that drew me to him. I first heard of the Pogues from their second release. I had no clue who they were until they put out Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, which was produced by Elvis Costello. Thus, me pulling it in. Which, by the way, the earlier ones I played you from their 1990 album, Hell's Ditch, or whatever it was. Joe Strummer was the producer on those. But anyways, Elvis Costello. So he introduces me to the Pogues. Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. And this song just blew my mind. I never knew much about it, but I looked it up. It was written by an Australian called Eric Bogle, or Boggle, B-O-G-L-E, Boggle, in 1971. It's basically an anti-war theme, using World War I and particularly the Battle of Gallipoli as its main central theme. The song referenced in the song, by the way, which I'm going to play you, is the band played Waltzing Matilda. The song Waltzing Matilda was an 1895 song by an Australian poet, get this name, Banjo Patterson. And that's just about all I'm going to give you. We're getting out of here tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm G. Gaughan. This is 60 Years On here on CygnusRadio.com. I'll be back next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And where are we here? I gave you the background on Waltz and Matilda. We lost Shane McGowan. Oh, this is it. There's nothing else more to say. Except for, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pogues doing the classic. The band played Waltzing Matilda.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water. And how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets, and he rained us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive a in that mad world of dust, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, though the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go on, sing Matilda, to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tens and pegs, a man needs two legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Sofla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway, but nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, and they turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my own comrades, how proudly they march, reliving the dreams of past glory. I see the old men all twisted and torn, the forgotten heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year their numbers get fewer, someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, ooh, go waltzing Matilda with me.
you for listening. Tune in next week as I spin more rock and roll from 60 years on.
60 years on.
Hello, I am a computer-generated entity. When I am not planning the demise of mankind, I am listening to Eddie Wazoo live from the underground basement. Every Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. Right after Dennis Lamar in the back room. Or anytime on demand at CygnusRadio.com.